Sunny skies, 86 right now. This is the Paragon News at 5 o'clock. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha. Officials with the Lucky Star Casino say they are the latest victim of a cybercrime attack that has shut down all of their locations, including their casinos in both Clinton and Hammond. Lucky Star Casino officials issued a statement on Monday via their Facebook page that confirmed that the casinos were victim of a ransomware attack, but did not reveal what the hackers were demanding. Experts say since almost all the games and casinos are now computerized in some way or another, hackers use ransomware in order to hold the casino mainframe hostage. Not always, but sometimes personal information can be compromised as well. In their Facebook statement, Lucky Star says they do not know if personal information was compromised, but did say that their insurance company is providing credit monitoring services for 12 months. With six locations total, Lucky Star officials said there is no firm reopen date set, but did indicate that employees will continue to be paid despite the unexpected time off. Casino officials also said that the FBI has been contacted. On the heels of another positive sales tax report, Elk City City Manager Tom Iveser gave a retail update to the City Commission recently. By the looks of it, a lot of retail and restaurant businesses are showing interest in locating to the city. Iveser said not only are there new buildings being erected, but businesses are also occupying vacated structures as well.
Yeah, there's been a groundbreaking for Burger King. It'll be out there just east of the Wendy's. Of course, we've got the Starbucks going up just west of Wendy's with a T-Mobile. And then we've got Harbor Freight, which is going in the old stage building next to Terry's Furniture Showroom. It's due to open up the end of July and August. Pretty excited about that. We've got a new permit for a restaurant called Sassy's in the old Billy Sims Barbecue building.
As reported earlier in the week, Elk City's sales tax revenue was once again over the $1 million mark for the month of June. The boost equated to be a 23% increase when compared to the same time a year ago. The wheat harvest in western Oklahoma appears to be wrapping up, and according to Paragon Ag News Director Jimmy Clark, the numbers look good.
Wheat harvest is 80 to 90% complete in our listening area. Don at the Custer City Farmers Co-op Elevator reported the harvest is 80% done in his area. Quantity and quality have been great. Test weights have been averaging around the 62 pound per bushel weight. Wheat prices were at $5.75 per bushel. Austin with the Wheeler Brothers elevators out of Watonga and Tologa said they were at 80% done also. Recent rains have slowed things up a bit though, he said. Looks like wheat harvest 2021 is almost a wrap. Good luck with finishing up. This is Jimmy Clark reporting for Paragon News.
Don't forget to tune in to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark for all the latest farm and ag news every Monday through Friday at noon, only on 96.5 KECO. In state news, the number of people planning to run for Oklahoma governor next year is continuing to grow, with two more candidates filing paperwork to seek the office. Independent Paul Tay, a perennial political candidate from Tulsa, and Libertarian Natalie Bruno of Edmond both filed paperwork with the Oklahoma Ethics Commission indicating their plans to run. That brings the number to five candidates seeking to run for governor in 2022, including incumbent Kevin Stitt. Democrat Connie Johnson of Oklahoma City and Republican Irvin Yen, both former state senators, previously announced plans to run. The official filing period is in April, but candidates must file with the Oklahoma Ethics Commission to raise and spend money. Looking at oil and gas prices for this afternoon, WTI is up one penny at $73.13. Brent crude at $75.09, that's up 19 cents. Natural gas at $3.26, that's up 7 cents. Recapping our top story, Lucky Star Casino hacked. Once again, sunny and 86. This has been the Paragon News at 5 o'clock. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha.